The Empty Throne by Bernard Cornwell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. My name is Uhtred. I am the son of Uhtred, who was the son of Uhtred, and his father was also called Uhtred. My father wrote his name thus, Uhtred, but I have seen the name written as Uhtred, Uhtred, or even Uhtred. Some of those names are on ancient parchments which declare that Uhtred, son of Uhtred and grandson of Uhtred, is the lawful, sole and eternal owner of the lands that are carefully marked by stones and by dykes, by oaks and by ash, by marsh and by sea. That land is in the north of the country we have learned to call Ingerland. They are wave-beaten lands beneath a wind-driven sky. It is the land we call Bebbanburg. I did not see Bebbanburg till I was grown, and the first time we attacked its high walls we failed. My father's cousin ruled the great fortress then. His father had stolen it from my father. It was a blood feud. The church tried to stop the feud, saying the enemy of all Saxon Christians was the pagan Northmen, whether Danish or Norse, but my father swore me to the feud. If I had refused the oath, he would have disinherited me, just as he disinherited and disowned my older brother. Not because my brother would not pursue the feud, but because he became a Christian priest. I was once named Osbert, but when my elder brother...